From a starry sky, a wide view descends to a magnificent castle with a vibrant display of fireworks. Disney. Daytime. Sunlight shines on a large two-story house. A roving view drips over the well-maintained front yard. Honey, we shrunk ourselves. On the residential street, a mechanical mailbox bears the name Zielinski. The mailman pulls up and presses a bone-shaped button on the box. Its door falls open, and he puts envelopes inside. The mailman shakes his head as the mechanical box deposits the mail into a clear tube behind it. The mail drops through a trap door. A low view drifts across the front yard. On the side of the house, an illuminated sign reads U.S. Mail. The envelopes rise through a clear tube mounted on the wall. Inside the kitchen, an electronic sign reads, "Mail has arrived." Holding a cordless phone, Diane grabs a brochure.
I'm so excited, Patty. I've been looking at the La Costa brochure every day for 2 months. I can't believe we're finally leaving tomorrow.
Yeah.
I know you want to take your car, but can I drive?
The mail falls through a metal tube.
Okay. Oh, no! The mail went into my cereal. Yeah, this house is driving me crazy. I really need this vacation.
Mom, we're out of peanut butter.
It looks so peaceful.
I said we're out of peanut butter.
Oh, don't complain to me. Talk to your father. You know he's in charge of household legumes. Think he can get me at 7 tomorrow morning?
Okay, 8?
The boy goes outside where numbered wooden crates sit in the backyard.
Damaged. Hold on, I lost the sun.
Wayne wears a helmet device with a solar panel.
No, I'm thrilled that the Smithsonian wants to display my shrinking machine. It's just that I'd prefer to dismantle it and reassemble it myself. I just think I'm more responsible than most people.
Dad, we're out of peanut butter. Mom says you're responsible.
Hello? Okay, then it's settled. I'll pack it up this weekend and your movers will come on Monday and take it to Washington. Oh, by the way, feel free to use it to shrink the national debt. Hello? How do you like that? Your dad's invention is going to be in the Smithsonian alongside the gramophone.
What's a gramophone?
An early record player.
What's a record player?
An early CD player. What was it you wanted?
Well, I was making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch, and I can't remember.
In the kitchen.
Peanut butter, where are you?
Wayne searches cabinets.
You know, Dad, I was kind of thinking that, you know, summer's not that far away. It might be good for me to go to baseball camp.
Don't you want to go back to that neat science camp we sent you to?
Camp Osasis was fun, Dad, but I've been there now 3 years in a row.
Yeah, but the fourth year's the best. Trigonometry? Ah, peanuts. Coffee grinder will solve our problem.
Wayne dumps a can of peanuts into a coffee grinder.
But all my friends are going to baseball camp.
Baseball's just a trend. It'll pass. But science is always cool.
Coffee grounds spill out of the machine. Grinning, Wayne hands the container to his son.
There you go.
It's got grounds in it.
Decaf. Gosh, I gotta go.
So what? I thought you were the president.
I am the president. The presidents have less freedom than anybody. And they don't have any fun.
A tall tiki statue stands in the foyer.
Tiki man, you served me well. Oh, I like the way you made it rain yesterday, too.
Wayne, we should get rid of that piece of junk tiki man.
Shh, you'll anger him.
He takes up so much room, and you won't even let us hang our coats on him.
He's a Polynesian god, not a coat rack, Diane.
He belongs in a miniature golf course. I don't even know why you bought him in the first place.
Damn.
fun?
Wayne, you are saying goodbye to Mr. Tiki Man this weekend. I'm sorry, but that's that.
Diane walks off. Wayne steps close to the statue and picks up her briefcase.
Be cool, I'll think of something.
In the kitchen.
Yuck.
The boy throws away his sandwich.
Cold chow mein for lunch?
Yeah, all the kids are eating it. Hey, Mom, did Nick ever complain about going to Camp Isosceles?
He sure did. He hated that it lasted only 6 weeks instead of 8.
What a brain box. Mom, what if I didn't want to go to a camp named after a triangle?
Amy didn't go to science camp. She went to Shakespeare camp. Would you rather do that?
No.
Well, where did all these bugs come from? Oh, a daddy long legs.
No, Mom, don't kill it. Daddy long legs are good. They eat other bugs.
And that would be your Aunt Patty. Hey, he's gone. You live for now. Tell your friends.
A short-haired woman steps out of a station wagon and sets a block behind the front tire. She picks up trash cans.
I'm sorry. Hi, Adam. Diane, we have to talk. I'm still worried about the kids if we go away. No, they are not old enough to stay by themselves. And what if Mitch gets sick?
We've been over this. If anything goes wrong, our husbands will be there.
My point exactly.
Patty, don't start with me. We both need this vacation. You are more neurotic than ever. And I've lost my perspective on my marriage. Besides, the kids are old enough. Look at them. They're like well-behaved little adults.
You're right. You're right.
Oh, man, I got this great story, okay? One time, we were at this Chinese restaurant, and I sneezed, and 6 grains of rice came out my nose.
Ooh, I've only done liquids. But once, Jeannie did a piece of spaghetti. Oh, man, it was like hanging out to there.
Shut up. At least I'm not sick 24 hours a day.
I can't help it if I have a potassium deficiency.
Yeah, but how do you explain your IQ deficiency?
Shut up!
Oh. Hey!
Stop it! Come on, get her! Come on, get her!
Mm-hmm. Hi. I better get him to school.
Diane watches Patty pick up the wooden block.
Patty, what's with the blocks?
Oh, the car was making funny noises this morning, and you can never be too careful. I mean, what if the parking brake went? I worry about these things.
That's why you need a vacation.
Because at Zielinski Labs, the future is... Crap. No, the future isn't crap. The future is now.
Wayne mimics the figure's pose on the Zielinski Labs logo. He stares at an audience of stone-faced men and women. The lights turn on, and a heavyset man applauds.
Yes, that was the president. And my brother, Wayne Zielinski. And what a speech. Anyway, I'll bet you're all hungry. So we have a full buffet brunch waiting for you right downstairs. Eat all you want. And thanks for coming. And don't forget, at Zielinski Labs, the future is...
He glances at Wayne.
Now.
Wayne and his brother walk through a lab full of prototypes.
Glad I can breathe again. Nothing like the smell of two-part epoxy resin.
Whew. Must be an acquired taste.
Hi, Marcia. Hi, Trouser.
Say hi, Trouser.
Hello, hello.
Hello?
Turns out that's what wolf means.
Feed me!
That looks promising. How's Project Green Lantern coming?
Just okay. I run into some problems, but if you give me just a little more time, I think I can solve them. Maybe.
All right, well, let's see what you got.
Of course, the goal of Project Green Lantern was to decrease accidents to highway workers at night by increasing their visibility through the use of internal fluorescence. Now, already, we've made tremendous strides in the areas of luminescence.
Put away the snowblower, Gordon. What's the problem?
See for yourself.
Gordon cuts the lights and takes two small beakers of yellow liquid from a mini refrigerator. He gives one to Wayne and clinks the beakers together.
Cheers.
They drink the liquid. Wayne sets his beaker on a table and looks at his hands.
It's not working. It's supposed to make my body glow.
Mm-hmm. Open your shirt.
Wayne's stomach glows green.
Oh, Jimmy, is that my stomach?
Yeah, and here's mine. The problem is, the liquid just stays in your gut. I don't know what to do.
Well, obviously, it's not getting absorbed into the bloodstream. Have you tried going through the calcium channel?
The calcium channel?
Yeah, mix it with milk. That'll make it work. It's obvious.
Hey, I'm not without ideas. I was going to suggest making the highway workers wear tube tops.
A blonde woman turns on the lights.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that you were, working.
What is it, Trina?
Earl Parman called to say that he has two VIP passes for the shuttle touchdown late tonight at Edwards Air Force Base. Do you want them?
Do we want them?
Wayne and Gordon do a double high five.
Oh, wait. Isn't there something we're supposed to be doing this weekend?
Not that I can remember. I just got to call Diane.
Wayne grabs a phone from a cluttered desk. At home, Diane pins cash to a bulletin board.
$40 should be enough for pizza. Now, what else?
She finds the phone base empty.
Who took the handset?
She searches under newspapers, then scans the kitchen.
Hi, you have reached the Zelensky
machine.
Please leave a message, a fax, or a binary file after the beep.
Guess what? Change of plans.
Gordon and I just got invited to see the space shuttle land tonight, so if it's okay, we're going to take off.
No, Wayne, it is not okay. Patty and I are going on vacation. I must have told you this 15 times. Don't you remember?
Sure I remembered. Then I forgot.
Well, listen to me now, Wayne, and listen good. I am going on this vacation, and nothing and no one can stop me!
You do need a vacation.
Diane wears Wayne's helmet device. Now, Gordon, Patty, and their kids arrive.
I'm sorry we're late. I had to find Mitch's medicine.
Got everything down? Oh, all set?
Wayne and Gordon stand with the kids.
Okay. This is it. 2 days without mommies. It will be hard. It will be tough. But I have every confidence you'll make it. If you follow these rules. 1, don't raid the refrigerator between meals. 2, take your vitamins after dinner. 3, no rollerblading in the house. 4, get rid of the tiki man. Got it? Any other questions?
Yeah. Can I have some friends over?
No.
Come on, Mom. Don't you trust me?
Save it for the debating team, Jenny. The answer is still no.
But, Mom, I...
Any other questions? Good. Bye, kids. I love you.
Diane kisses Adam's cheek, then steps close to Wayne.
Have fun. And try to relax, Diane.
You too. Have fun and try to relax.
They hug. Patty kisses Gordon's cheek.
You sure you're gonna be okay?
We'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, sweetie. Be careful, Mitchell. Oh, wear pads when you rollerblade. And don't eat too much sugar. It speeds up your metabolism. And please, put on a t-shirt under your pajamas tonight, okay?
Why don't you just put me in a plastic bubble, why don't you?
I feel like I'm forgetting something. Which reminds me. Adam!
Kids playing street hockey stop to laugh.
No.
Diane shrugs. Patty gives her a look. Inside, Mitch and Jenny set down their bags.
Now what?
You guys are all guests in my house this weekend, and I want us to have a good time. So I planned a little kickoff surprise. We are going to use marshmallows and gumdrops to make models of water molecules.
The kids stare.
What do you think?
You're a maniac, Uncle Wayne.
I know. Anyway, we're going to put them together. Oh, darn. I forgot to get toothpicks. I'm going to need you guys to run down to the mini-mart for me. How much do you think toothpicks cost?
Oh, about $6 or $7 a box.
Well, here's a 10.
Jenny takes the cash.
If there's any change, get yourself some snacks. But see if you can get back within an hour or so, okay? For molecule action.
Come on, Mitch.
Jeez, Wayne. It's not like you to forget the toothpicks.
Wayne grins at his brother.
What? What's so funny?
It was just a ruse to get them out of the house.
A ruse? Why?
To save Tiki Man.
They struggle to carry the statue upstairs.
I can't believe Diane's making you throw this out. It's mint.
Tell me about it. I finally find something I want to do with my MacArthur genius grant money and my wife vetoes it.
You gotta learn how to negotiate, Wayne. I bet I can talk Diane into letting you keep it.
I got a plan.
They carry the statue into the attic workshop.
A little further.
Oh!
Tilt it up.
Tilting up.
They set the statue on a metal plate outlined in yellow.
Great.
Oh, that's great. Just perfect. Thing's only 7 feet tall. Call me crazy. I think Diane might notice this.
Not if I shrink it.
Wayne pulls a cloth off the shrink ray.
Wow. The machine looks beautiful.
Yeah, I got it out of mothballs and polished it up for the Smithsonian. I'm going to fire it up.
Great. What? Oh, no. You're not going to start it up again. You can't start it up again. You were banned from using this by a joint committee of the FDA and your wife.
Is the FDA here? Is my wife here? I've made up my mind. I'm going to shrink that tiki, man, so I can carry it with me always. Besides, it's a point of honor.
In the station wagon.
Do you think a weekend can take care of 7 years of waxy emotional buildup?
You poor thing. Well, you're on the road to recovery now. Oh, and for the trip, I brought along a special friend to aid in the healing process. Dr. Brother Love himself, Mr. Neil Diamond.
Get out of here! You brought the Hot August Nights cassette?
I did! Yeah! Oh, no! I forgot to leave Mitch's medicine. We've got to go back.
Diane nods. In the workshop, the shrink ray billows steam. Wayne flips switches on a control panel. He lines up a viewfinder on the tiki statue.
Gordon, I can see your left leg.
Huh?
Come on over here and help me. Let me know when we hit critical mass.
Okay, bro. You're at 10% now.
This is why I wanted the kids out of the house. I don't want to take any chances.
Wayne slips a key into a control panel and turns it. A button glows red.
60%.
Wayne lifts a plastic cover off the button.
80%. 90%.
I'm gonna shrink machine one more time.
We have critical mass.
Wayne glances at Gordon, then presses the button. A beam fires at the statue, shrinking it.
It worked! It must have. Come on, let's go find it.
They stand over the metal plate.
Magnifying glass.
The brothers each retrieve a magnifying glass.
You see it?
No. Start at the sides and I'll meet you in the middle.
They peer through the magnifying glasses, searching the plate.
Sounds like the machine is ramping up again.
Yeah, don't worry. There's nobody in the house to hit the button.
They continue searching.
You see it?
The machine's power level rises from 60 to 70%. Thick cables running from the machine shake and emit steam. Items tremble on a shelf.
That's it. There it is!
Wayne spots the shrunken tiki statue.
A tiny tiki. Wayne, you're a genius.
You know, I always appreciated the scientific use of that machine, but never its marital implications.
The viewfinder reads critical mass. A billiard ball rolls off the trembling shelf and falls on the shrink ray's red button. The tiki statue appears to grow as Wayne and Gordon shrink.
It didn't work. Grew back.
What do you think went wrong?
I don't know. Sometimes the induction sequence...
Wayne turns around and freezes. He stares up at the towering shrink ray. Gordon spots it, and his eyes go wide. Outside, Diane and Patty arrive in the station wagon. They enter the home.
Hello? Anybody here? Doesn't look like it.
Wayne got rid of the tiki man. I don't believe it.
See? You say he doesn't listen to you. Things are getting better already.
They enter the kitchen.
Okay, I'll leave it. I'll just put it right here, and then they'll be sure to see them.
Good. Okay.
Patty leaves the pill bottle in the kitchen.
Oh, listen. Boys must be working upstairs. Let's go see what they do as soon as we leave.
In the workshop.
You shrunk us?
You idiot! I'll kill you.
That hurts, Gordon.
Stu, does that hurt? Does that hurt?
That hurts!
That was my defense!
I can explain.
You can't explain nothing!
Guys! Hey, where are they? Guys?
We're in big trouble.
Why? They can't find us. They yell at us, but they could step on us.
Boys?
Wayne and Gordon dodge their wives' footsteps.
Oh. Well, they gotta be here somewhere. A place to hide. This thing is on.
Don't be silly. A joint committee of the FDA and myself have told Wayne that he is never to use the shrinking machine for the rest of his natural life.
Oh, yeah.
Besides,
sure.
He told me it doesn't even work anymore. Wayne knows he's forbidden to ever touch that thing again.
Another billiard ball falls onto the red button. The ray shrinks Diane and Patty.
Diane? What's going on here?
The women stare up at the towering machine.
Diane! Hi! Diane, something happened. Just
Wayne?
Yes.
Are we shrunk?
I'm not going to lie to you. Yes, we are. I was at the machine, and I was just...
Diane faints. Wayne waves his hand in front of her face.
How did this happen?
Well, it's sort of a funny story.
What is that tiki thing doing here?
Well...
Tiki thing?
Diane notices the shrunken statue.
Oh, I get it. You thought you could outsmart me, Wayne. You thought you could just shrink the tiki man down and I wouldn't notice. Well, guess what, Wayne? I noticed!
Now, Diane, calm down.
How could I calm down? I am smaller than a raisin.
Diane, if you think about this with a modicum of hindsight, you...
Stop trying to use your interpersonal skills to smooth things over. He's dragged us into it.
Can I just say something? This doesn't normally happen.
No, you cannot say it.
Wait,
People, please,
could we argue somewhere else? I don't think it's real safe here on the floor.
That's true. We got to get away from the shoes and the cockroaches.
Cockroaches? There are cockroaches here?
Well, it's an attic.
I hate cockroaches. That's just regular sized cockroaches, not cockroaches the size of sofas.
You know, Wayne, I bet if we climb up that wicker chair, we can get to the windowsill.
Okay, it's great. Well, let's get going, because this is going to take a long time.
Van, are you going to stay mad at me the whole time we're tiny, or are you going to try and make the best out of a bad situation?
I'm going to stay mad at you the whole time.
Good.
The group climbs the back of the wicker chair. Gordon reaches the top.
Yes. Yes. I've made it. Oh, Gordon. You are so buff. Hey, Patty! Hang in there. You're doing great.
No, Gordon. Great would be if I were in La Costa. I'm doing the opposite of great. I'm doing sucky.
Honey, at least you're getting some exercise.
Yeah, now that I have a wicker chair, I don't have to go to the gym anymore.
Come on, good. You got it. You got it. Okay, hard part's over.
Uh-huh.
Now, all we have to do is walk across this.
A piece of the chair extends to the windowsill.
Footbridge.
Gordon, that is not a footbridge. It's a stick.
To you, maybe. To Gordon Zielinski, it's a highway to bigness.
Gordon carefully steps onto the slender length of wood.
See? I'm lying across the footbridge. I'm not looking down.
The floor lies far below.
But I am a cat. I am a panther. I am scared stiff.
He steps onto the windowsill, then does a dance.
Ta-da! Okay.
Okay, follow me.
Later.
And I just picked it up in a hardware store. But it has performed better in my wind tunnel test than anything else.
Look, you can
else.
See the driveway from here.
It's my car.
Hey, the kids will see it and know we're here.
That's right. They're smart. They'll figure it out.
So we're saved.
Yes. I told you everything would be fine.
The couples hug. The station wagon rolls backwards down the driveway.
I forgot to put the blocks in. I heard a noise.
You should have those brakes looked at.
The station wagon rolls across the street and into another house's driveway. The kids rollerblade up the sidewalk carrying grocery bags.
Hey, Ed, you think your dad will let us roast those molecules when we're done with them?
That is so lame.
I'm trying to work with what we've got.
What we've got is a weekend in Dullsville.
They enter the house.
Dad, Uncle Wayne! No rollerblading in the house.
You're not my mom.
That's right, because if I were, you would be up for adoption. Take off the apron.
Mitch falls down.
Dad! Uncle Gordy! They don't seem to be here.
That's weird.
I gotta make a phone call.
Oh, hey, look. Just left a message.
Guess what? Change of plans. Gordon and I just got invited to see the space shuttle land tonight. So if it's okay, we're going to take off.
If that's okay, then we're going to just take off.
Oh, hey, look! $40 for pizza!
They must really be gone, then.
Yeah. So what now?
Of course, as soon as the kids realize we're gone, they'll be very upset.
The kids toss bags of chips at each other.
Yeah, and I'm sure their first thought will be, gee, I bet our parents are shrunk.
Yeah, that's true, and there's no reason for them to come up here, so we gotta get to them.
Well, how? We'll never get down the stairs alive.
Well, the fastest way is to go straight out the window and into Adam's room.
You know what we could do?
Gordon, I'm the inventor here. Can I figure this out?
Gordon walks off with Diane and Patty.
The shortest distance between two points is a straight line. If I had some sort of cable, pulley system that I could use to transport us down. But what could it be? See, I had some sort of mini Zeppelin.
Wayne.
Or a pneumatic device. Or jet
Wayne.
Packs powered by an isotope-based thruster system.
Wayne!
What?
How about something like a fishing reel?
Diane and Patty motion to a fishing reel lying on the windowsill.
That would work.
I'm gonna invite all my friends over.
I'm gonna eat anything I want.
I'm not gonna take my vitamins.
I am gonna play my music really loud.
I'm not gonna wear any socks.
And I'm gonna bleach my hair.
Jenny and Adam stare at Mitch.
Okay. Look, we can all do whatever we want. But we have to make a pact this weekend. No matter what, our parents can never find out. Promise?
Promise.
On the windowsill, the reel spins. The couples descend on the line, riding a fishing fly. They dangle outside the house.
Gordon, I'm freaking.
Shh, it's okay, sweetheart. It's almost over.
The reel speeds up. They crash onto a lower windowsill.
So far, so good.
In the kitchen, Jenny wears Wayne's helmet.
So I'm at my uncle's house on Echo Lane. Yes, the one with the weirdo mailbox. So, guess what? My parents are out of town for a whole weekend and we have the house all to ourselves. So I think I'm gonna throw a party.
Oh my gosh, a party? Wait till you see what I'm gonna wear.
The couples climb off the windowsill and into the house.
Where are we?
This is Adam's room. This is the top of his chest of drawers.
We're in serious trouble.
Oh, come on, Patty, it won't be that bad. I mean, we'll have to find a shoe to live in. But the kids are messy eaters. There'll be plenty of crumbs for us to eat.
Wayne, we're not going to spend the rest of our lives tiny. We're going to get big again. Somehow, some way, we'll get our kids' attention.
How? They hardly listen to us when we're full size. Now it'll be impossible.
Unless we can make our voices full size. Well, there's got to be a way. Like, does Adam have a bullhorn or a karaoke machine?
No.
Hey, I got it! I can rewire the stereo so we can talk through the speakers. That would amplify our voices 100 times.
And that'll work?
Sure, just slip in through the vent of the receiver and hotwire the circuits.
Yeah, we have a plan.
What do you think, Diane?
It's a plan.
In the kitchen.
Yeah, hey, this one's done. This one's done. Right.
The boys fill a balloon with chili. Adam looks into the microwave.
Hey, how come there's no instructions for a balloon full of chili?
Okay, be here at 6, ready to dance, okay? Bye.
Jenny takes off the helmet.
All set. Jody, Holly, and Corky are coming for dinner tonight, and they're not leaving until tomorrow morning.
Wait a second. You're having a sleepover? After what Mom said, she'll kill you.
Mom's not gonna find out. Remember our little promise?
I feel
Excuse me for a second. I have some shopping to do.
She takes the pizza money. Smoke billows from the microwave. In Adam's room, the couples walk to the edge of the dresser. A toy race car set lies on the floor far below. Patty clutches Gordon's arm. Wayne spots a toy car shaped like a shark sitting atop the dresser.
Wow. Adam's shark cruiser. It's perfect.
Wow. That's beautiful. Wait till you see this. I gave this one for Christmas.
The car sits on a racetrack.
This is incredible. Look at this detail.
Great green guts. Hey, I taste the grimy gopher guts. Mutilated monkey meat. Dirty little birdie feet. French fry eyeball swimming in a pool of blood. Me with my spoon. But I've got a straw.
Adam leaves with a plastic volcano.
Well, I think we just witnessed the private world of a child.
Where did he learn that disgusting song?
Oh, who knows where kids pick these things up?
Oh, sure. Just last week, Mitch sang the...
Okay, guys, hop in.
What are you doing?
Going down the hall the quickest way possible. I think we can wiggle our way off the edge.
Are you insane? We don't even know where this track leads.
Adam's always sending his Hot Wheels out into the hall.
Yeah, still, but that loop-de-loop doesn't look safe to me.
With our weight and velocity, I don't think it would be a problem.
So, are we willing to give it a shot?
Hold on a minute. I'm gonna be safe about this.
Wayne studies the extensive track. It extends from the chest to the bed, then down to the floor. At the bottom, it makes a loop.
This should work.
Patty carries rubber loops to the car.
All right, just to be safe, I want us to strap ourselves in with these orthodonture bands. Here, Wayne, Diane, would you hold this for me, please?
Too bad Adam wasn't playing with the splitting image, huh? That was cherry.
Yeah, but the treadmill was fastest, remember?
Bet. Everybody strapped in?
Yeah.
All right, let's start rocking.
And go. Oh, yeah.
Come on.
The car rolls down the steep track. A switch gets flipped, causing a speed booster on the track to turn on.
The shark cruiser is terrible in the loop!
The car speeds upside down and around the loop. The couple share relieved grins. Speeding down the twisting track, the car accelerates from several speed boosters. The car makes another loop, breaking the support beneath a cardboard ramp. A toy bulldozer rolls down the ramp toward the track. It crosses just before the car speeds past. They speed toward a jump. The car gets launched, lands on the floor, and rolls into a laundry chute. The couples fall down the metal shaft, landing in a laundry basket far below. Buttons appear huge beside the shrunken people. Diane untangles herself from a piece of clothing and glances around.
Wayne! Where's Wayne?
Honey, I don't think we're using enough fabric softener.
In the kitchen, Adam handles figures made of hot dogs.
The hot dog people have a question. They want to know why they are sitting at the base of a volcano.
Just tell them it's for flavor.
It's for flavor. Oh, the hot dog lady has a baby. Cute.
Oh, no! The gods are getting restless and hungry! The village people forgot to make a sacrifice! Now they must become snacks! Behold my wrath!
Adam pops the balloon at the top of the volcano, and chili flows down.
Ah, we are ready! All right!
Oh, no! We're burning up! Nothing can save us from the vortex, so chili!
Save the baby.
I'm gonna eat the woman's leg.
Lovelicious.
They eat the hot dog figures. The kitchen sign reads, "Get your laundry now."
She yells at me when she's gone.
In the laundry basket.
That was the most frightening ride I have ever had in my life. I never want to go through anything like that ever again.
The basket shakes, knocking Patty and Gordon down. Adam drops the basket in a hallway.
You know, wouldn't it be cool if our parents never came back?
Do you think it could happen?
Come on, I'm just saying, what if?
Yeah, well, I don't think I'd miss it that much.
The boys grab the basket.
I like you when you take me places. And I sort of wish my mom was here to clean up the mess in the kitchen.
What, am I your servant?
Yeah. You know, mostly parents just love to nag and hassle you. They just want to turn me into a brain box like my dad.
Brain box?
It's a compliment.
Oh!
I bet my parents wish I didn't have a medical problem.
Well, what do you have anyway?
Diane!
I mean, you don't seem that sick.
It's called hypokalemic paralysis. It's a genetic thing. You wouldn't understand. But it's not that big a deal. I mean, I haven't even taken my medicine today, and I feel fine. I probably don't even need it anymore.
Oh, my God! What is he saying? Do you think he didn't see where we put the medicine?
Here, just drop it here. I want to say something.
Oh, we're going over!
Adam drops the basket in his room. The adults tumble out.
So cautious.
Want to see something super, super awesome? Sure.
We're right back where we started from.
I fell down and broke my crown.
That was fun.
It's mega secret, okay? My dad found out I had this, he'd go ballistic.
What is it?
Watch out. Oh, there it is.
Adam takes a magazine from a drawer.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, check it out.
That's rad.
Look at that.
Oh, my.
Oh, yes.
Did you know about this?
We are so sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Gordon waves dismissively. In the kitchen, Jenny arrives with groceries and finds the chili-covered volcano. She drops her bags and crosses her arms.
You boys are in big trouble. I'm gone for 1 minute and you turn the place into a pigsty.
Oh, we're sorting laundry.
Now get down here and clean it up. Because we've got to get ready for the party.
Party? You can't have a party. I said no friends.
Come on. We better get down there before Queen Hell Jenny gets really mad.
The couples dodge Mitch and Adam's footsteps.
We'll look at this later.
Adam drops the magazine on the floor. Wayne climbs on top of it.
Wayne, what are you doing?
Diane, I have to know what we're dealing with here.
He studies the magazine and his eyes go wide.
I didn't see this coming.
The cover reads, Sports Illustrated for Kids. In the kitchen, Mitch and Adam clean up chili while Jenny unpacks groceries.
Oh, I can't believe you guys made such a mess. Oh, whose idea was that anyway?
It was his fault.
No, it was him.
He gave me the machine.
You get the door, you guys. And if you think you're done cleaning up, you are crazy.
Jenny unknowingly pushes aside Mitch's pills. Adam opens the front door.
Who are you?
Holly.
Hi. Bring the stuff?
Yeah, I got the CDs, the sour cream, and my dad's bubble machine.
A bubble machine?
Yeah, it's the coolest thing. The bubbles will go great with the streamers.
Okay, you're the cheerleader.
Jenny closes the door.
Now let's get ready to party.
She and Holly roll up the living room rug. They set the bubble machine on the staircase, and Holly pours solution into it. Mitch hangs party banners on the mantelpiece. Adam wears tape on his face like eyebrows and a mustache. Jenny looks at CDs. She adds a tray of snacks to a table filled with cake and candy. Later, she lights incense.
They're here.
The boys swipe at bubbles.
It's enough clowning around, you guys. The party's just about to start. Adam, Mitch, you guys are gonna serve the ginger ale. I mean, the champagne.
Forget it!
We're not your slaves.
The boys head off. Jenny answers the door.
Hi, girls.
Hi.
Look, I brought Clarissa. Clarissa, we're not into dolls anymore.
We're not? No. Now we're into boys.
Another girl arrives.
Hey, Jen.
Hi.
Hey, Jen.
Hi.
Did you know Jill was coming?
Who's Jill?
She's starting shortstop for the Warriors. A girl plays Little League?
Yeah, and she's awesome.
God.
I got some shit.
Let's go get some.
Mitch shrugs. Adam pulls him toward Jenny.
Jenny?
What?
We changed our minds. We'll be your slaves.
Great.
We will.
Yes.
You know, there's a time when I thought this house was too small.
Yeah, when I get big, I'm gonna walk downstairs two at a time.
Look what I found. It's a piece of a pin. I gotta stop and examine more things. Like, look at the grain in this hardwood floor. It's beautiful. It almost tells the story of how the whole tree grew. I gotta take the time to appreciate the world around me. I've been working too hard. I gotta stop and notice things.
Really? Like what?
Well, like the intricate weave of this carpet. Or the perfect cylindrical quality of this roach turd.
Roach turd?
What? Not to worry. See, it's dry. Whoever dropped this left a long time ago. Maybe weeks or months.
We vacuum more than that.
Nope, the only thing you gotta worry about is if we ran into...
He pokes one and it falls open.
A wet one.
Diane covers her mouth. Patty points in fear. A roach crawls toward them. It chases the couples, then pauses. They hide behind a metal column.
Let's head for the stairs.
Forget it! That thing's faster than we'll ever be.
What are we supposed to do?
Follow me, I got an idea!
Wayne leads them away.
Let's get out.
They reach a covered roach trap.
Come on, we'll be safe in here. Come on, he's getting us. Whatever you do, stay to the right.
A dead roach lies inside the trap.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wait,
oh
how did you know that there was a clear path here?
Oh, I've taken these things apart.
Gordon gives Wayne a look. Outside, the roach faces the trap.
He's just standing out there.
Move around here. We'll lure him in.
The roach approaches the trap, and its antennas poke inside.
Is it dead?
Move around!
Diane's foot sticks to a gooey substance on the floor. The roach snaps at Diane. Wayne tugs on Diane and the gooey substance stretches under her foot. She kicks the roach's head and it bites her pant leg. The bug gets trapped on the gooey substance as Wayne pulls his wife free. The roach goes limp. Wayne and Diane leave the trap.
Zelensky's check in.
They do check out.
Ricky King may be cute, but he's also really conceited.
But he's also really cute.
Jenny, truth or dare? Do you love Ricky King?
Oh. Dare.
Then you're daring. You have to call Ricky up and tell him you think he's cute.
Holly dials the phone and hands it to Jenny.
Hi, Ricky. Jenny Zelensky. Oh, I'm just having a party with some of my friends at my uncle's house.
Yeah, the one with the weirdo mailbox.
Listen, I just called to tell you...
The reason I was calling is...
I think you're cute.
Adam rollerblades into the room carrying a tray of drinks and skates in a circle. Mitch skates in carrying a soda bottle. Adam offers the tray to Jill.
Something to drink?
The glasses lie toppled over on the tray. She raises her brow and smiles sympathetically at him.
We'll be right back.
Adam slowly skates away.
Adam, wait up.
I have to go upstairs for a sec. I'll be right back.
Watch out, here comes your son.
Mitch stumbles up the stairs, clutching his stomach.
Hi, honey.
Hey, Mitchie.
He collapses.
Honey.
Hey, what's wrong?
If he doesn't get some potassium in his system right away, he could pass out. We've got to get downstairs to the kitchen and get those pills.
Mitch rises to his hands and knees. He shakes his head and stands. Wearing rollerblades, he goes downstairs.
Don't worry. worry, sweetheart. Mommy's right here. She's right here. We've got to get downstairs and fast.
Wayne motions to the bubble machine.
Jeez, that doesn't look safe.
There's no other way down, is there, Wayne?
Well, certainly the fastest route. And it's the same basic concept as a parachute. If we stand in front of the nozzle as the bubble's being created, I think the surface tension should hold our weight.
Should? I don't like should.
It's decided. I'm going.
I'm going with you, Patty.
Well, then we'll head to the stereo and meet up with you later.
Are you going to be okay doing this?
No, I've never been a very brave person. But for some reason right now, I don't know fear.
When I thought that the cockroach was going to eat you, I've never been so scared in my whole life. I love everything about you, Diane. And I promise things are going to get better.
No, you don't know how glad I am to hear you say that. I love everything about you, too. You know, except for this shrinking stuff.
They kiss. Mm-hmm. Now the couple stand on the bubble machine.
Step in front of the nozzle after the next ring. Now! 1, 2, 3, jump!
Patty and Diane leap into a bubble.
Oh, it's working. Bye. Bye.
Their bubble floats into the living room and they spot the girls.
Oh, I told her not to have a party.
Because there aren't any boys.
Really?
They land on the floor.
Okay. Oh!
All right, they made it safe.
We better get to the kitchen and get Mitch's medicine.
Yeah.
To you.
Wayne and Gordon step in front of the nozzle.
Ready, Butch?
Ready, Sundance.
Oh, shoot!
They leap into a bubble and float away. Gordon reaches to poke the wall of the bubble, and Wayne slaps his wrist.
Hey! It's a bubble!
Oh, yeah, it's a bubble.
The girls dance in the living room. Jenny walks by Wayne and Gordon's bubble, creating a gust of air that blows it around. She turns down the thermostat, and an air vent blows the bubble into the living room.
Hang on! To what?
They float toward a chandelier decorated with pointed metal leaves.
Wayne?
What?
Wayne?
Gordon nods to the chandelier, and Wayne's mouth drops open. The brothers cringe. Wayne blows the wall of the bubble.
Gordon, before you die, there's a bright light, isn't there?
The bubble pops against the chandelier.
Oh, no!
Chip, dip is served.
Gordon and Wayne fall into a bowl of dip that Adam holds.
Here you go.
Gordon, we're alive! We've been saved by onion dip.
My God, we owe our lives to an appetizer.
Adam, let's go get some root beer.
Let's get out of here before we can eat.
Relax, Gordon, they're teenage girls. How much can they eat?
The girls surround the bowl. Gordon and Wayne dodge a chip. The girls continue dipping. Jenny licks her fingers.
Oh, boy, they're everywhere! Wait, wait. Go!
Jill scoops a chip into the dip, knocking Wayne and Gordon out of the bowl.
Jill, you're making a mess. Well, this stuff is really good. What's in it?
The Zelinsky brothers.
In the kitchen.
Well, here we are. Well, how are we going to get up the counter?
There must be a way.
Dare.
Oh, sucker. Okay, I dare you to do your monkey impression.
Wayne and Gordon clean themselves off with napkins.
Want a napkin?
Yeah. You know, I've been watching the kids. The girls really seem to like Mitch.
He's making them laugh. But the guy that really impresses me is Adam. He seems so cool, confident.
Yeah, he's so different from me. You know, I was a complete loser when I was that age. And when I was a teenager. And through most of college. Heck, I only met Diane because I bashed into her car.
Gordon dries his hair.
Come on, I'll race you to the stereo.
Where are you going? Where are you going? Come on!
Wayne jumps off the coffee table.
Wayne.
He slides down the spiral-shaped table leg.
You're gonna love this! Head start, no fan!
Gordon slides down. Wayne reaches the floor.
And the man does a belly burner!
I haven't done that since I was little.
It's probably just the neighbors. Give me the doll.
Holly hands over the doll. Jenny takes it to the front door. She opens the door to find a group of boys.
Hey, Jen.
Hey, King. What are you doing here?
Well, you said you were having a party, so we figured we'd drop by.
Hi, Vince. Hi, Trey.
Hey. What do you got there?
Oh, nothing.
Come on, guys. Let's show them how to have a real party.
The boys go inside. Wayne and Gordon watch one boy kneel in front of the stereo.
Hi.
Oh, great. Teenage boys. There are now teenage boys at this party. Hey, my stereo!
Hey, my daughter.
Maybe there's a stepladder.
Patty and Diane spot a daddy long legs caught in a spider web. They quickly hide.
God, what a nice question when I had the chance.
Excellent, CDs. Do you have a remote around here?
Mitch clutches a remote.
Yeah, you want me to turn it on?
No. I want you to hand it over.
Give me that!
The boy takes the remote and pushes Mitch onto the couch.
Watch this.
Another boy faces Mitch.
Yeah, I want to sit there, man.
He grabs Mitch.
Hey, cut it out! He's there first!
Oh, so what, he had dibs on it?
This gum wrapper will do the trick.
What are these little kids doing?
Yeah, I mean, you're too small.
What?
You must be, this tall to stay downstairs.
I'm calling Mom. This is getting way out of hand.
Who does he think he is? You can't push my kid around like that. You are dead meat, mister!
Gordon, you're 3/4 inch tall. Now is not the time. Now help me with this foot.
They carry away the gum wrapper. In the kitchen.
Why isn't he coming after us? I don't know. Maybe he's gone.
Diane peeks around the corner.
Oh, look, his leg is caught in the spider web. Oh, that's so sad. And daddy longlegs are good bugs. They eat mosquitoes and leave humans entirely alone.
What, is there a daddy longlegs ad council that feeds out this positive information?
Let's go.
No, Diane, I think we should help him.
The spider struggles, then faces them.
Daddy? We're your friends. We come in peace.
I think he understood me. Diane, do you have a nail file?
Yes.
Okay. Because while I'm filing, I want you to talk to him. You know, distract him. So he doesn't flail around a lot.
Talk to him. Talk to a bug.
You know, find some common ground. You both spend a lot of time in this kitchen.
Patty takes the nail file.
Ready?
Hi. My name's Diane. I see you've been enjoying some of the crumbs from the coffee cake I made.
The bug drapes a leg over her shoulder.
Okay, giant spider leg on my shoulder.
It's okay. He likes you. Just keep talking.
What can we talk about? Let's see, you have any kids? Silly me, you probably have hundreds.
It pulls its leg away.
Oh, that better? Thank you. Oh, we've had such a lousy day. You've had a pretty bad one yourself, haven't you? But for you, you're used to being small. For us, it's a completely new experience. For me, very scary. Although, No, parts of it were actually kind of nice.
She reaches for its face.
All done.
Really?
Last strand.
Diane gazes at the daddy long legs, then takes her nail file from Patty. The bug stands tall.
Do you think he heard what I said about squashing him?
It climbs.
Oh, look, he's going up the cabinet. Wait, that's it. Diane, that's our ride. Come back! Come back!
Daddy, come back! We need you!
Upstairs, Mitch talks on the phone.
Are you sure? That's weird. Okay, bye. They say our mom's never made it.
You're kidding.
No.
Okay, well, let's just call our dads.
But they didn't leave a number.
Okay, well, just calm down. Don't panic.
But if our moms aren't at that place, then where are they?
So tell me how you do that again.
Okay, so then I just toss in some garbanzo beans and crumble in some tortilla chips, and I call it a Mexican salad.
That is great. I'm going to have to try that sometime.
The other thing you
The daddy long legs carries Diane and Patty up a wall on a strand of its webbing.
Chinese chunk foo squiggly little noodles.
You are so good at those things.
In the living room, the kids dance. Wayne and Gordon arrive at a speaker.
Come on! This is where we split up. You're going to climb into the mid-range. I'm going to rewire the stereo so the speaker becomes a microphone. And when the music cuts out, you yell into that speaker as loud as you can. All right, I'm going in. Good luck.
Wayne pats his brother's shoulder. Gordon steps close to the speaker grill. He glances at the kids, then starts to climb the speaker. Wayne carries the gum wrapper up to the stereo receiver. Gordon stops climbing and looks down, then continues his ascent. Wayne rolls through a vent in the receiver and surveys the interior. Colorful circuits clutter the large compartment. Wayne folds up the gum wrapper and slides down wires to a circuit board. Gordon loses his footing on the vibrating speaker and winces. Wayne tiptoes across the circuit board.
This circuit?
Oh, thank God, a slow song.
Ricky scans the room. He approaches Jenny.
Come on, Jen.
She grins and follows him. They slow dance. In his room, Adam reads a comic. He looks over at Mitch.
You don't look so good. You feeling okay?
I'm okay.
Now, we have to get Mitch's pills. Remember, I left them right by the cereal.
Hey, there's something I want to tell you.
What?
I can't say it here. Let's go into the kitchen.
Gordon spots Jenny walking off with Ricky.
Hey! Hurry up, Wayne. I want so much to yell at these kids.
In the kitchen.
So, here we are. This is the kitchen.
Hey, look.
Good, because you know, I really wanted to be alone with you.
Ooh, look, dirty fingernails.
Really?
Yeah, because the truth is, Jenny, I think you're awesome.
Awesome? Don't fall for it, Jenny. He's just giving you a line.
You do?
Yeah.
You think I'm awesome?
Oh, yeah. You're cooler than all the other girls.
So what is it you wanted to tell me?
Nothing. Mostly I just wanted to do this.
He kisses her.
What is she doing? She's too young. She doesn't even know that boy.
What are you doing?
Kissing you.
Well, you didn't ever ask.
Ask what?
Ask if I wanted to kiss you.
What are you talking about?
You just assumed that I wanted you to kiss me. I mean, I don't even know you. And even if I did know you and we talked and you got to know me and you asked me if I wanted to kiss, I might have been into it. But the way you did it was just wrong.
Well, lots of girls like that.
Well, I'm not one of them. I don't happen to think that way. And as far as you and I are concerned, the party is over.
Jenny storms off.
Oh, you're down, Jenny! Access denied!
That is one good kid you have.
And you know what? She can take care of herself.
In the receiver.
Okay. Mic in, line up.
Maybe my pills are in here. If I don't find my medicine soon, something bad's gonna happen.
Well, I'll look over here.
Adam searches a desk, and Mitch searches the kitchen counter.
Oh, Mitch looks terrible. We've got to find those pills.
There they are.
Mitch!
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 Mitch spots the tiny women.
Mitch, honey! Me, Mitch!
Mitch! Mitch, look at us. You're right here.
Your pills
Mitch.
Are over here.
Mom?
He faints.
Oh, no! He's fainted!
Adam goes to his side.
Mitch!
The paralysis could last 24 hours. We have got to get those pills where the kids can see them.
Mitch, Mitch, what's wrong?
What's going on?
Come on, Mitch, come on.
I don't know. Mitch just fainted. I can't find his medicine. What are we going to do?
Okay. Now we're going to go to the other side and try to roll it that way.
Over that way. Okay.
They push the pill bottle.
Yeah, I got it. I got it.
Push.
Mitch has got a potassium deficiency, so you look in the refrigerator and find something with potassium. Check all the labels.
Jenny puts Mitch's head in her lap.
Push again.
Come on. I haven't pushed this hard since I gave birth to Adam.
Milk has vitamin D and calcium. No potassium.
Keep looking. Come on, Mitch. Mitch, come on.
It's not gonna work. Oh, it's no use. It's gonna be up to the kids.
What?
Come on. Oh, God.
Potassium, 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 potassium.
Bananas. Bananas have potassium. Lots of it.
Here, come on. Get some pieces. Let's see if we can get them. Come on, Mitch. Let's see if we can get it. Chill. Come on. Come on, wake up. Here, get a piece.
Jenny feeds her brother some banana.
Come on, Mitch. Give me another piece. Hurry.
Come on, Mitch. Come on.
Please let this work. Get another piece ready. Get another piece. Chew. Chew, Mitch. Chew. Chew it up good. Give me another piece. One more.
Come on, Mitch. You can do it all, Mitch. Mitch.
Oh, please let this work. Come on, Mitch. Okay. Okay. Come on, Mitch. Come on, you can do it. Come on, Mitch. Chew. Okay, okay.
Come on, Mitch.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
It's working. You're right. How'd you know bananas had potassium?
Can't always ignore my dad's science talk.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Mitch, how you feeling?
A little dizzy, but okay, I guess. I saw Mom on the counter.
You're right.
I did. And she was really, really small.
Okay.
Who's that?
In the living room, Ricky works a control panel that spins a bookcase. Books go flying, and the other boys throw bags of chips. Adam and Jenny run into the room.
My dad's bookshelf!
Oh, damn it. Wayne must take it too long.
Gordon glances at the rampaging kids. Jenny turns off the music with a remote.
Ricky King, what do you think you're doing?
Calling all kids! Calling all kids!
Excuse me, but I like that song.
Now this should hold the current. So if I...
Wayne falls into a bundle of wires.
I told you, the party's over. Everybody out.
Yeah, well, maybe we're not ready to leave.
Gordon presses his head to the speaker grill. Adam approaches Ricky.
Did you not hear her? She said the party's over, so why don't you leave before you cause any more damage?
What, your dad's stupid inventions?
His inventions are not stupid. His shrink rays go in the Smithsonian.
I didn't know your dad invented a shrink ray. What does he shrink with it? Hemorrhoids?
That is not funny.
Admit it, Adam. Your dad's a loser.
He is not. And if he were here, he'd kill you for what you've done to his bookshelf.
Is that so, Daddy's boy? Well, he's not here. So I guess you're gonna have to do something about it.
Maybe I will.
Wayne frees himself.
What are you gonna do about it, huh?
I wish Mom and Dad were here.
Me too. What are you gonna do about it, huh?
Wayne rips a line on the circuit board.
Now, Gordon, now!
Listen, listen to me, children. I want you all to stop what you are doing.
Who said that?
This is the voice of God. Yeah, yes, God is talking to you, and I want you all to leave this house.
God sounds a lot like Dad.
Yeah, you're right. Is he here?
Normally I would have been silent, but your outrageous behavior tonight has forced me to speak.
It's just a trick.
Is that so, Ricky King? Then how come I know you live on Sycamore? Your dad's name is Mel, and your mom is... Cindy!
This is getting weird.
Now I said I want you out!
What's the...
Oh, you tease!
Let's go, guys.
Yes! Oh, yes! Run! Go! Step back!
Go again!
Oh, I'm sorry! Stop! I'll teach you all a lesson in proper party etiquette. I will bring plaques to your tiny teeth. So brush or tell me brush!
Okay, Dad, they're gone. You can stop acting like God now.
Oh. Sorry.
So, where's the camera?
No, where are you broadcasting from?
Right here, in the room. Your dad shrunk us.
You're kidding.
No. Now give me a hand. I'm over here, by the left speaker.
Adam picks up a magnifying glass. His eyes go wide.
That means they saw us rollerblading in the house. I wasn't wearing my pads.
The kids kneel beside the speaker.
You know, Dad, I didn't invite those boys over. I swear.
I know. Wayne and I saw everything.
That's right. You weren't in the kitchen, were you?
No. But your mothers were.
Oh, God.
I told you I saw them.
Now listen to me, kids. These may be the most important instructions I ever give you. Jenny, go run and find a piece of paper. And Adam, go up to your room. Look under the laundry basket. Get the shark car. Come on down here. And Wayne, meet me in front of the receiver.
I last saw him over here.
Okay. Careful, it's fishing. Don't.
Careful.
Here, use this, okay?
I'm gonna go find our dads.
Don't move anything.
Okay, Uncle Gordon, hop in. Now let's go find my dad.
Gordon climbs in the shark car and gives Adam a thumbs up. Mitch and Jenny search the kitchen counter.
Mom? Diane?
They find the women lounging on a resort brochure.
Let me see it.
Hi!
Okay, Dad!
Attaboy, son!
Wayne and Gordon high-five.
Where are the wives? Mitch is picking them up. Hop in.
In the workshop, Jenny operates a control panel on the shrink ray.
Careful. Set it down easy.
I know, I am.
Adam and Mitch set their parents on the floor in toy cars.
Look, they made it.
The couples embrace. Jenny presses a button on the shrink ray.
Wait! The machine!
Oh, don't forget the car.
Adam and Mitch go to Jenny's side.
What happens now?
Wait until it hits critical mass, and then push this button.
Wait a minute. Do we really want to do this? I mean, I got a hamster cage in my room. I mean, we could leave them shrunk, and they'll never tell us what to do again.
Wow. Total freedom.
I suppose we could wait like a week.
I don't like the looks of that. If those kids don't unshrink us, they are going to be in so much trouble.
Oh, really? What are you going to do about it, Thumbelina?
The kids stare at the machine's glowing red button. They glance at their shrunken parents. Mitch, Jenny, and Adam share thoughtful looks.
I say we give them a second chance.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Ready? One, two,
three.
The parents return to normal along with the tiki statue.
Whoa! It worked! Way to go, guys!
But you know what? You were in good hands. This one.
Oh, Mom, about that Ricky King thing.
Sweetheart, I was so proud of you the way you handled yourself with that boy and the way you took care of your brother. From now on, I trust you.
Speaking of trust, I saw the magazine.
They forced me to look at it. I didn't want to.
It's okay. It's okay. The point is, I should have listened to you when you said you didn't want to go to Camp Isosceles this summer.
Me too.
How about if we send you to baseball camp?
Wow.
Look, if you want to be a scientist, that's great. But if you want to be a baseball player, that's great too. You should do whatever suits you.
You mean it?
I do. I'll prove it.
Gordon?
I shouldn't be president of Zelinsky Labs, Gordon. I'm no good at it. I should be inventing things. That's what I like to do. But you're great at organizing things and dealing with people. And you never forget what day of the week it is. What do you say? Will you be president of the company? Will you take the job?
You bet. This is great. I'm going to have so much fun.
Diane hugs Wayne.
Diane, I promise
no,
I'll get rid
Wayne,
of the Tiki Man.
I'm not gonna sweat the small stuff anymore. I want you to have fun. Wayne, do whatever you want with the Tiki Man.
The families grin. Later, Wayne drives with Diane and Adam. They wear baseball caps.
I had no idea baseball had that much math in it. Or that my son would be such a good catcher.
Yeah. I bet you were the only dad there that could figure out the whole team's batting average instantly in his head.
We're just glad you had a good time, honey, and even happier you're home.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Hey, did you make any changes while I was gone?
Diane gives her husband a look.
Well, I did move the Tiki Man into the backyard. What do you think?
Adam's eyes go wide. The gigantic Tiki statue towers over the house. Cut to black. Audio description by WGBH with funding by Disney. Voice by Brian Thompson.
Thank you.